Hoy te voy a enseñar 29 frases cortas que vas a escuchar en conversaciones cotidianas por todos lados, por la calle, en películas, en canciones, etc. Si quieres más lecciones como esta, necesito que me hagas el favor de dejármelo saber en los comentarios. ¿Ya? Comenzamos. To be all set.
It's all set. It's all set.
I'm all set. I'm all set.
Hay que aprenderlo como una frase hecha. No trates de analizar la gramática acá. ¿Qué quiere decir to be all set? Que estás 100% listo, lista, preparado para empezar cualquier actividad. Hey, are you ready to go? ¿Estás listo de ir? I'm all set.
It's all set. It's all set.
I'm all set. I'm all set.
To be tied up.
I'm tied up. I'm tied up.
I'm afraid she's tied up.
I'm afraid she's tied up.
¿Qué quiere decir tied up? Literalmente atado. Me tienen las manos atados. Pero lo usamos para decir estoy muy ocupado. Estoy ando en otras cosas. No te puedo ayudar. ¿Ya? Hey, can you help me? Oye, ¿me puedes ayudar? I'm sorry. I'm tied up right now. Ando en otras cosas, no te puedo ayudar. No te puedo ayudar. I'm tied up.
I'm tied up. I'm tied up.
I'm afraid she's tied up.
I'm afraid she's tied up.
To hit the sack.
I think I'll just hit the sack.
I think I'll just hit the sack.
Okay, you know, I think I'm gonna hit the sack.
Okay, you know, I think I'm gonna hit the sack.
The sack literalmente es como una bolsa muy grande. To hit the sack, irse a la cama. Yeah. I'm tired. I'm going to hit the sack. I'm going to hit the sack.
I think I'll just hit the sack.
I think I'll just hit the sack.
Okay, you know, I think I'm going to hit the sack.
Okay, you know, I think I'm going to hit the sack.
Will do. Lo haré. Will do.
Call me.
Will do.
Call me.
Will do.
Make sure no one is missing.
Will do.
Make sure no one is missing.
Will do.
Normalmente lo usamos en respuesta. Digamos, si tu jefe o alguien, tu profesor, te decía, necesito que termines este proyecto antes del día martes. I need you to finish this project before Tuesday. Puedes responder simplemente, will do. Lo haré. Will do.
Call me.
Will do.
Call me.
Will do.
Make sure no one is missing.
Will do.
Make sure no one is missing.
Will do.
Good call. Buena decisión.
Someone else will do it.
Good call.
Someone else will do it.
Good call.
She doesn't trust him.
Good call.
She doesn't trust him.
Good call.
Lo usamos para decir cuando alguien había tomado una decisión. Oye, ¿sabes qué? Me decidí a buscar otro trabajo con mejor sueldo, algo así, ¿no? Hey, good call. Good call. Buen hecho, buena decisión. Good call.
Someone else will do it.
Good call.
Someone else will do it.
Good call.
She doesn't trust him.
Good call.
She doesn't trust him.
Good call.
That's much better. Eso está mucho mejor.
That's much better, new boy. That's much better, new boy.
That's much better. That's much better.
Lo usamos para decir a alguien que ha estado trabajando sobre un proyecto, quizás tú les dabas algo de feedback diciendo, oye, lo puedes mejorar por aquí, por allá. Después lo hicieron. That's much better. That's much better. Good job. Yeah, that's much better.
That's much better, new boy. That's much better, new boy.
That's much better. That's much better.
No problem at all. No hay problema.
Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all.
Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all.
No problem at all. This is great.
No problem at all. This is great.
usamos esta frase corta para decir, para enfatizar el hecho que no hay ningún problema. Por ejemplo, thanks for coming. Oye, gracias por venir. No problem at all. Yeah? No problem at all. At all. No problem at all.
Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all.
Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all.
No problem at all. This is great. No problem at all. This is great.
It's a dead end. Es un callejón sin salida.
It's a dead end. It's a dead end.
Dead end. No more clues. Dead end. No more clues.
Una situación que no tiene forma de seguir adelante. It's a dead end. Y también lo puedes usar para describir una profesión, un contrato con alguien, una relación que te parece que tiene que terminar. It's a dead end. Y puedes añadir el sustantivo al final. It's a dead end job. It's a dead end relationship. No va a ningún lado. It's a dead end.
End. It's a dead end. It's a dead end.
Dead end. No more clues. Dead end. No more clues.
Glad to help.
Glad to help. Glad to help.
Glad to help. Glad to help.
Si alguien te dice, muchas gracias por ayudarme con ese asunto. Hey, thanks so much for helping me. Puedes responder, glad to help. Feliz de ayudarte, yeah? Glad to help.
Glad to help. Glad to help.
Glad to help. Glad to help.
See you then. Hasta entonces. See you then.
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 Ya, yeah, quizás tu amigo te dice, oye, te veo la semana que viene. I'll see you next week. Puedes responder, see you then. See you then.
See you then.
See you then. See you then. See you then.
Enjoy your day. Disfruta tu día.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
La otra forma de decir que lo pases bien, que tengas un buen día. Enjoy your day. Hey, enjoy your day.
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 Aquí te voy a dar una estructura muy útil. How is, how's, más un sustantivo acá, más going.
How's therapy going?
How's therapy going?
How's everything going?
How's everything going?
How's work going? ¿Cómo va el trabajo? ¿Qué tal el trabajo? ¿Todo bien? ¿Ya? Y puedes reemplazar ese sustantivo con cualquier cosa. How's everything going? ¿Cómo va todo? ¿No? How's school going? ¿Cómo va tus estudios? How's school going? How's sustantivo más going. ¿Cómo va esa cosa?
How's therapy going?
How's therapy going?
How's everything going?
How's everything going?
What do you mean?
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 What do you mean? ¿Qué quieres decir? ¿Qué quieres decir con eso? No lo entendí muy bien. O no entendí tu punto muy bien. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah, si necesitas alguna clarificación de algo. What do you mean?
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 Where are you headed?
Where are you headed?
Florida.
Where are you headed?
Florida.
Where are you headed?
Lunch.
Where are you headed?
Lunch.
Where are you headed? ¿Dónde vas? Otra forma que usamos para preguntar dónde vas, un poco más natural. Where are you headed? Where are you headed? Where are you headed? Hey. Where are you headed? Y puedes responder, I'm headed to, or I'm going to. Cualquiera, yeah? Where are you headed? I'm headed to school. I'm headed to work, etc. Yeah?
Where are you headed?
Florida.
Where are you headed?
Florida.
Where are you headed?
Lunch.
Where are you headed?
Lunch.
También puedes responder con esta frase, este chunk acá. I'm I am, I'm off to más el lugar. Me voy a, estoy yendo a.
I'm off to school. I'm off to school.
I'm off to London, England.
I'm off to London, England.
I'm off to work. Me voy a, al trabajo. I'm off to school. Voy a la escuela, ¿ya? Etc. I'm off to más el lugar.
I'm off to school. I'm off to school.
I'm off to London, England.
I'm off to London, England.
That's it. That is, that's. La S ahí va a ser muy importante porque es el verbo that's it. Eso es o eso es todo.
That's all they gave you? That's it. That's all they gave you. That's it.
That's it, you got it. That's it, you got it.
Yeah, that's all they gave you? Tu amigo me dicen, oh, me daban un aumento de sueldo. Oh, how much, yeah? ¿Cuánto te dieron? 2 centavos la hora. That's it? ¿Eso es todo? ¿Eso fue todo? That's it?
That's all they gave you? That's it. That's all they gave you. That's it.
That's it, you got it. That's it, you got it.
Sure thing. Sure thing. Claro que sí.
Would you sign it for me?
Sure thing, Pear.
Would you sign it for me?
Sure thing, Pear.
Can you mail these out for her?
Sure thing.
Can you mail these out for her?
Sure thing.
Can you help me? De nuevo, ¿me puedes ayudar? Sure thing. Tu respuesta. Claro que sí. Sure thing.
Would you sign it for me?
Sure thing, Pear.
Would you sign it for me?
Sure thing, Pear.
Can you mail these out for her?
Sure thing.
Can you mail these out for her?
Sure thing.
Same as always. Lo mismo de siempre. Same as always.
Where'd you stay?
With Didi, same as always.
Where'd you stay?
With Didi, same as always.
Keep moving, same as always. Keep moving, same as always.
Hey, how are you? How are you? Same as always. Yeah? Igual, normal. Nada tan bueno, nada tan malo. Same as always. Y ahí tampoco estás mostrando que estás muy emocionado sobre cualquier cosa, pero ya, yeah. Same as always. Así, así.
Where'd you stay?
With Didi, same as always.
Where'd you stay?
With Didi, same as always.
Keep moving. Same as always. Keep moving. Same as always.
That is, that's so true. Eso es muy cierto.
It's so true. It's so true.
That's so true. That's so true.
Acá estás mostrando que tú también estás de acuerdo que algo es muy cierto. That's so true. That's so true.
It's so true. It's so true.
That's so true. That's so true.
Poor you. Poor you. Pobre de ti.
Oh, poor you. Oh, poor you.
Oh, poor you. Oh, poor you.
Algo mal pasó. Oye, estaba enfermo después. Choqué mi bicicleta, se me cayó y ya. Yeah. Ah, poor you. Poor you. Pobre de ti.
Oh, poor you. Oh, poor you.
Oh, poor you. Oh, poor you.
I don't think I can. Más el verbo en forma base. No creo que pueda. Más la acción, ¿no?
I don't think I can wait.
I don't think I can
wait. I don't think I can breathe.
I don't think I can breathe.
I don't think I can come. No creo que pueda venir. I don't think I can come. I don't think I can come. Can you come? I don't think I can come.
I don't think I can wait.
I don't think I can wait. I don't think I can breathe. I don't think I can breathe.
Is that clear? ¿Está claro?
Is that clear? Is that clear?
Is that clear? Is that clear?
¿Está claro eso? La cosa que acaba de explicar. Is that clear? Yeah. Una forma de decir, ¿lo entiendes? ¿Está todo claro? Is that clear?
Is that clear? Is that clear?
Is that clear? Is that clear?
You are, you're doing great. Lo estás haciendo genial.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Una forma de alentar a alguien, ¿no? You're doing great. Hey, keep going. You're doing great. Oye, no pares. Andas genial. You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
Just browsing. Just browsing.
Just browsing. Just browsing.
Just browsing, thank you. Just browsing, thank you.
Cuando entras a una tienda y te dicen, oye, ¿te puedo ayudar con algo? I'm just browsing. Solo estoy mirando. No estoy interesado necesariamente en comprar nada. Me puedes dejar en paz. Una forma de cortesía para decir, estoy mirando nada más. No me presiones, ¿ya? I'm just browsing. Thank you.
Just browsing. Just browsing.
Just browsing, thank you. Just browsing, thank you.
You have, you've got it wrong. Tú has equivocado.
You've got it wrong. You've got it wrong.
You've got it wrong here. You've got it wrong here.
Una forma de decir que alguien ha interpretado mal una situación, un asunto. You've got it wrong. You've got it wrong.
You've got it wrong. You've got it wrong.
You've got it wrong here. You've got it wrong here.
Here is, here's your, más la cosa que tú estás entregando, entregando, entregando. Aquí está tu reloj.
Here's your burger. Here's your burger.
Here's your pills. Here's your pills.
Here's your watch. Aquí está tu burger. Here's your burger. ¿Ya? Cualquier cosa que alguien te está dando, here's your, here's your, here's your, más la cosa. Here's your watch. Here's your burger.
Here's your burger.
Here's your
burger.
Here's your pills. Here's your pills.
I'm stuffed. I'm stuffed. Estoy lleno.
Stuffed. Stuffed.
I'm stuffed. I can't move. Stuffed. I can't move.
No puedo comer más. Una forma de decir, ya, no puedo comer más. I'm stuffed. Y stuffed es algo, los animales que damos a los niños están stuffed. Ya metemos cosas ahí. Es una forma de decir, tengo tanta comida acá adentro. I'm stuffed. No puedo comer más. I'm stuffed.
Stuffed. Stuffed.
I'm stuffed. I can't move. I'm stuffed. I can't move.
Wait and see. Espera y verás.
Let's just wait and see. Let's just wait and see.
Wait and see. Wait and see.
Yeah? We have to wait and see. Si te preguntan, oye, ¿qué crees que va a pasar con esta cosa, ese asunto? We have to wait and see. Tenemos que esperar y ver qué pasa. Wait and see. Wait and see.
Let's just wait and see. Let's just wait and see.
Wait and see. Wait and see.
I can't afford it. I can't afford it. No tengo suficiente dinero para comprarlo. Yeah.
I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
Oye, deberías ir a un nuevo departamento, muy bello el departamento ahí. I can't afford it. I'm sorry, but I can't afford it.
I can't afford it.
I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
Espero que te haya servido la lección de hoy. Si quieres más lecciones aquí, por favor, avísame en los comentarios. Si quieres seguir mejorando tu listening, tu pronunciación, creciendo tu vocabulario, que fijas en los otros playlists, tenemos más de 300 videos acá para ayudarte a llevar tu inglés al próximo nivel. También, si quieres que yo te ayude con tu inglés, que vengas a mi curso de listening y pronunciación, lo más comprensivo que tengo, Y también, si ya tienes un base y quieres aprender con canciones, que vengas a ese curso, ¿ya? Inglés con música. Mil gracias a todas las personas que han juntado a Patreon. Estás viendo algunos de sus nombres acá. Mil gracias a cada uno de ustedes. Ya, hasta entonces, que estés muy bien. ¿Ya? Until then or until next time.